It's an unlikely story of captive turned Christian. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we've got a surprising story out of North Korea. Stay tuned because you won't want to miss it. And then you'll also hear how some of the new legal changes will affect refugees coming to the U.S. But first, Kyung Ja's first time hearing about God in North Korea wasn't from a secret missionary or a pamphlet, but rather from her torturer. Kyung Ja snuck into China to earn money for food to bring back to her starving family. But when she returned to North Korea, she was arrested. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA shares.
Her interrogator kept asking her about God. Did people in China talk to you about God? Did you meet with people who are followers of God? Did you read the book about God while you were in China? And Kyung Ja had had no contact with Christians, even while she was in China. In fact, she had never heard the name of God, and she kept telling the interrogator, I don't know who that is.
Eventually, Kyung Ja defected to South Korea, and there she learned the joyful truth of the gospel.
She has been discipled. She has been given God's book so that she can read it, and has really come to faith in Christ and understands what that means to have faith in Christ.
Nettleton says even as we finish watching the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, we need to be praying for Christians just 50 miles away in North Korea as they cling to their faith in Christ. Next, India. It's a country known for giving the world Gandhi, its vibrant festival of colors, and spicy curry. But India is also a place filled with spiritual darkness. E3 Partners' Jeff Johnston shares.
I encountered so many people that were so nice, so friendly, you know, complete strangers that were more than willing to talk to me and share with me about, you know, their daily routines, their lives, their culture, what they believe, and that they were just so welcoming and loving. But ultimately, that even with all of that, even though that they seemed like quote unquote good people, and they really are, they don't know Jesus.
E3 is trying to combat this.
Ultimately, at E3, it's about pouring in to the locals, pouring into the nationals, and training them on how to share the gospel, how to, you know, start churches and make disciples themselves, because ultimately we can't change the world ourselves. God is the only one that can change the world, and he can use us to do it.
And you can help. You can start by praying and then by considering a short-term mission trip with E3. To find your place in this story, go to missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Trump administration recently lifted the ban of refugees from 11 high-risk countries, but they say vetting is going to be a lot tougher and only 45,000 refugees will be admitted each year. That's half the amount of refugees previously. Bethany Christian Services' Chris Polusky says,
we expect to see refugee resettlement numbers go down again. We would like to call the administration. In fact, we wrote a letter to the administration with all of our board members asking that the number be lifted to 85,000 a year.
Here's why we're talking about it. Bethany has refugee resettlement projects that connect refugees with churches so they can be surrounded by Christ's love. However, Polusky says there's often a false stigma about refugees, and we should remember that they're fleeing danger, not causing it.
Refugees, when they come into the States, they're not people who are aggressors. Typically, they're women and children. In fact, 85% of the refugees coming into the country are women and children.
If you'd like to find a way for your church to be the hands and feet of Christ to a refugee, we'll connect you with links at missionnews.org. And yesterday, we said goodbye to one of the most well-known evangelists in the world. Called America's pastor, Billy Graham passed away at 99. Mission Network News' Dodd Morris shares more about his legacy.
Ruth, there are many people who say that Billy Graham played a role in bringing them to Christ. The National Association of Evangelicals says in his lifetime, Billy Graham preached the gospel to nearly 215 million people. And as we celebrate his life of servitude to God, please continue to pray for his family and that the legacy he left behind will inspire the church to continue to spread God's word to the nations. Dodd Morris, Mission Network News.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.